coming off of perhaps maybe a restful and very well-fed summer season. We're looking forward to getting back into our regular routine. Well, someone who can help us do that is Yvonne Heath. She is the founder of Fiat to Health and Leadership Circle member here at Mater Dei Radio. Yvonne offers a faith-based wellness for Catholic women who want to live fully, faithfully, and most definitely healthfully. Yvonne is joining us once again this morning to let us know what she has been working on, as well as get us back on track for the fall. Good morning, Yvonne. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am very happy to be able to talk with you. I think I'm like a lot of people who just love all of the bounty that we get during the summer season, but maybe overindulge a little bit on the barbecue and chips and just really enjoying family and friend time together. But I look forward to this fall season to really be able to get back on track. For those of us who are maybe have done that and are ready to just make sure we are living a life fully and healthfully, what are some of your tips to getting back on track?
Well, yes. So I think it happens to everybody of us. You know, we are humans. We fail, especially because we don't really have, if you have kids in school, it kind of breaks our routine. So we are all over the place and we have more parties and more sunshine, more outside, more barbecues, as you said. So the thing that is like right now is a perfect thing in the fall. You know, the weather is changing and everything's changing and now ourselves too. So it's a perfect time to start getting back into a routine. Like, what do we mean by what back into a routine? If you don't have a routine, well, start just like with the schedule of sleeping. Sleeping is very important, because that sleeping is helps you to get a strong immune system. And if you have any diseases or whatever, it heals you faster. So sleeping, get back into your sleep pattern with 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours, please do it. It's important. What else? So start to eating in your regular hours, not all day or snacking all the time. Try to do just like the 3 meals. That's what we need. And of course, movement. Movement, movement, movement. This is just like we are meant to move. So we need to take advantage of that. We have to be thankful that God gave us a body, that we are able to move. So let's use it and thank God for everything that we have.
Oh, absolutely. I like that. Thank God. And I love the tip about staying healthy, eating well, and boosting that immune system, because we know with kids going back to school, they are exposed to so many germs and they just love to bring those germs home. Yvonne Heath is joining us today. She is the founder of Fiat to Health, inviting women to live a full life according to God's plan, and with a plan for nutrition and exercise. Yvonne, really, you took everything that you have been working on over the years. God placed within you a passion for faith, for wellness, and you've put it into a book. Please tell us about what inspired you to write Faith, Wellness, and Wholeness.
Well, it's been in my mind all the time. Not all the time, no. I mean, it's been a journey, I'd have to say. Like, always health was in the top, faith was on the other side, and there was a conflict between me, like, how do I do this? Do I have to be, if I do faith, okay, I shouldn't be healthy, but if I do too much of health, you know, which is like exercise to me, I was in college, I was in a team. I'm going to say my age right now here, because I was in the aerobics team. I don't know if you know what is aerobics. We don't, you know, only people that is kind of my age knows what is that. So we compete and everything. So we have to take care of our bodies a lot. So it was a conflict that it was like, well, but I feel this is vanity. At that point, I didn't see it as a vanity. But later on my journey, has been getting me, you know, closer to God and see all my faults that I have, like, as human being, and see, like, well, yeah, that's vanity. But how can I do both? Because I know it's important to be healthy to fulfill my mission for God. So I just start praying about it, Yes, during adoration, God just said, well, they don't have to be divorced. They go together. And actually, I remember when I stopped my my journey with health being called health coach. I was like, oh, everybody's doing like something, and I'm going to become this well tutored, you know. And it does is not nothing new. I mean, in the 50s, there's actually an encyclical about health. And I'm like, whoa, this is my answer to my, like it was just like God sent. And so I was super happy because I'm like, okay, it's not like I invented the black thread or anything. I just like, it's there. It's been always there. We are so ignorant that we don't know our own faith.
Your passion, definitely, we can hear it in your voice, and women who have gone through your program understand how much you care about the women that you are working with and how you take that passion and you put it into the book. So please, let's open up some of these pages. It is your first ebook. It's available on your webpage. So when people make buy and download your book, what are they going to find in the pages?
Well, that's one of the things that your body, your faith, and your faith and health are not divorced. In certain passages in the Bible, for example, I have Daniel's when he was fasting for 21 days, and it's very famous right now that everybody like, oh, let's do the Daniel fasting. But do you know exactly where it come from? Well, the Bible, that he was refused to eat and drink the king's food because he knew it wasn't the best, and also it wasn't what God was intending for our body. So he just did it, and he was fine, just vegetables and fruits and all the God said to eat and drink, and they were even healthier than the other people in the court. So another everything that has to be like, like we have to get in touch with our emotions too and put it in perspective with God, like align with God's same. For example, like the person in the Bible that had like hemorrhages for years and years, and then she was faithful. But we have to God, if we think about it and we go to the Bible, every time that God made perform a miracle, he never just performed a miracle like physically. He was like, okay, only physical, but also the soul. So he was always say, your faith have saved you. Your sins are forgiven. So it was the both parts. It was not just like he was like, okay, you can see now, you can speak now, you are free of demons. So he was both parts. So from there I start thinking, yeah, he's giving us everything right there in the Bible. We just don't pay attention. So I start extracting that from the Bible and try to incorporate it into my practice because that's exactly right. We get sick because we don't take care of our inside.
Well, that is just some of what you will get. I encourage all of our listeners to check out Yvonne Heath's new book, Faith, Wellness, and Wholeness, God's Plan for Your Health. It is available as an ebook on her webpage. Yvonne, thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you for getting us on track for this fall season and, well, just sharing more of your book with us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brenda. Looking forward to see you again.
Can't wait for that. Again, that is Yvonne Heath. Now, her book is available on her webpage, along with all kinds of resources that will help you get back on track this fall season. You'll find all of that at fiat2health.com. And to make it even easier, I'm going to put a link to her webpage on today's podcast. You'll find that at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.